Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me.
everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future, yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 everything I am, it's yours. 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 Everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
Holy name, He's my rock, my rock, my sword, I fear. He's our will, He's our will, our will. Ain't that the truth that I have found? Hallelujah, hallelujah, I love to praise the name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I love to praise the name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I love to praise the name. I love to praise the holy name. Praise him.
Cleveland, SLRMG. We're located at 12025 Griffin Road in Cleveland, Ohio. And I'm Apostle Donna Heitman Kirkland, the senior pastor. And we welcome you to our service today. Amen. You can reach us at area code 216-538-0432. And we thank God because today is Friends and Family Day. Amen. Because God's been good to us. Amen. And after I finish praying, you're going to be under the sound of the anointed woman of God, Pastor Gully. I want to mess her name up, but the devil is a lie. Pastor Gully, she's going to come and minister to us. Amen. Those of you in Radio Land, if you had time to do everything that you wanted to do all this week, let's give God some time. Amen. Right now, we're going to go to the throne of grace. Let's take the time aside to give God some time. Amen. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, let you know who's under the sound of my voice. Send all your anointing today. In the name of Jesus, somebody needs to be saved. Yes, Lord, send on your spirit, which sets souls free. In the name of Jesus, somebody listening under the sound of my voice needs to be healed. Send on your healing power. In the name of Jesus, somebody, Lord, wants to be filled. Oh, baptized and filled with your present Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We're saying yes to your will. Yes to your word. Yes to your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now. Look on this anointed speaker of God. Use her for your service. God is all about you. Send on your power. Send on your anointing. Send on your word in the name of Jesus. Give us ear to which to hear your word. In your great name, Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank God. Thank God. Amen and amen. We thank God for this Northern woman. And now, right now, you're going to be under the sound of her voice. Amen. Can we say amen for her? Those in the chapel, can we say amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. If you just put it in your ear, just go for it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank
you. Here's my worship. Take joy in it. Make it your dwelling place. I want to put a smile on your face. I present my heart to you. I present my life to you. Here's my worship. Take joy in it. Make it your dwelling place. I want to put a smile on your face. I present my heart to you. I present my life to you. So here's my worship smile. Here's my life, Lord, smile. Thank you, Jesus. Here's my worship, smile. Here's my life, Lord, smile. Here's my worship, smile. Hallelujah. Here's my life, Lord, smile. I present my heart to you. I present my life to you. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you in prayer, God, thanking you, God, for this day. Thank you for this opportunity, God, that you've given us, oh God, to stand here before your people. Lord, as we present our life and our heart to you.
Yes.
God, I thank you, God, for the man of God of this house. I ask you right now, God, that you would look on this house right now, that you would bless in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask you to use me for your glory as I speak your word.
Yes.
God, the word is for me first. Hallelujah. And Lord God, let us all have ears,
yes,
that we might hear what your spirit is saying to us. In Jesus' name we pray, yes, amen. Hallelujah. Well, I give God the honor this morning, this afternoon, this evening. I thank God for being in the house of God, a place that I've never been before. But I thank God for the bishop, amen, and his wife on today, and for each and every one of you here in the house of God. God has been good, hasn't he?
Amen.
Amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand praise. Amen. Because he has been good. And he is worthy of all the praise, the glory, and the honor. I thank God. I thank God for the song by Marvin Sapp. Amen. And I just give God praise for that song because I've been through so much in these past years. Amen. And God is now just releasing me of some things. And it feels good. Amen. It feels good to be able to be free in the Lord. Amen. And I give God glory. I'm not going to be before you long. I'm going to read the word of God out of Psalm 139. Amen. Psalm 139. I'm going to read it in its entirety. And so that is going to be the bulk. Amen. But we're going to give you a few words, and we're going to get out of your way today. Amen. But we praise God for you out in radio land. We ask that you would open up your ears, that you may hear what the Spirit of God is saying to you this day. Amen. And hope that it will be a blessing. The word will be a blessing to you today, that it will bring healing and wholeness in your life, that it will bring deliverance in your home, that your children will be saved, that your spouses will be saved, that your whole house will be saved. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Psalm 139 reads, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my mouth, in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up in heaven, thou art there. And if I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, hallelujah, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah.
Marvelous are thy works.
Yeah.
And that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lower parts of the earth.
Yeah.
Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them.
Yeah.
How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee.
Yeah.
Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting.
Yeah.
Amen. Come on, repeat after me. He knows,
he knows what he knows.
Amen. Our God is a great God, isn't he?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The beginning of our chapter, of this chapter, says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me.
Yeah.
David says, O Lord, begins with expressing an emotion, an intense, strong feeling of the greatness of God. How many of you are ever just got on your knees and just got in your worship prostrate and, you know, and you just say, oh, Lord, hallelujah. You thought about that feeling of greatness of God. God is so great.
Yeah.
I told the church, you know, I don't use awesome for anybody. I don't use that word awesome for anybody because there's not a word in the dictionary to me that describes the greatness of God other than awesome.
Yeah.
So awesome to me, I just use it for God and him alone. So I don't tell you you're awesome. I don't tell you you've done an awesome work because for me, that's me.
Yeah.
That's my word to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. How awesome and how great he is.
Yeah.
You have searched me, he said, and known me. You know my sitting down and my getting up.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm thinking now and what my future thoughts are, my innermost thoughts. David here lays down this great teaching that God, with whom we have to do, have a perfect knowledge of us.
Yes.
And that all the motions and actions, both of our inward and of our outward man, are naked and open before him.
Yes.
This teaching is a way of address to God. He says it to him, acknowledging it to him, and giving him the glory of it. David lays it down in a way of application to himself. Not he has known all, but he has known me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Come on, say he has known me.
He has known me.
So here he has searched me and known me.
Yeah.
Known me as thoroughly as we know that which we have most diligently and exactly searched into. David was a king.
Uh-huh.
And the hearts of kings are unsearchable to their subjects. But they are not to a sovereign God. David here reveals the realization that God is the only true source of his character. Romans 8:27-8 says, and he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the spirit. Divine omniscience. God, he sees and he knows all things. Lord, you understand my path. The way I take my steps and my lying down and acquainted with all my ways.
Yes,
yes you ordered who my parents would be.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I have because of certain genes, ways of my natural parents.
Yes.
But you know my ways and my thinking and my thoughts. And, you know, I thank God for my parents.
Yes.
I thank God that God allowed me to be born through Ward and Jimmy D. Howard.
Right.
Hallelujah. Right. My mother was a saintly woman of God.
Yes.
My father was saved by my mother's living. Amen.
Amen.
But I thank God that God allowed me to be born through the such people that introduced me to him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Isn't that a wonderful thing that you can have parents that introduce you to God,
yes,
that usher you in, hallelujah,
yes,
that leads you and guides you and directs you in the way of holiness,
yes,
and the ways of God? It is a wonderful thing. Hallelujah. And I don't take it for granted.
Yes.
I thank God all the time for my parents. I thank him because he allowed me.
Yes.
See, everything God allows. And he allowed me to be born through those two people.
Yeah.
They're going on to heaven now.
Yeah.
But I thank God that God allowed me to be born through those two people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, Lord, you understand. You understand my path and the way that I take my steps and my lying down and acquainted with all my ways. He knows me whenever I am and whatever I am doing. He knows me in all my motions, my down sitting to rest. He knows my uprising to work and what temper of mind I compose myself. When I sit down and stir up myself, when I rise up, he knows me when I come home. How I walk before my house, and when I go abroad, on the errands that I do every day. When I go in the grocery store, he knows. He sees and he knows how I treat the people. He knows and he sees how I treat the cashier. You know, some of us think we're so mean, and we're so dogmatic toward people that is trying to get a little, you know, something, you know, under their belt. You know, they're trying to work like we work.
That's right.
And then here we come in here with our, you know, mean self, and we want to treat them like they're nothing. And we say we call ourselves Christians.
All right.
Don't you know that the Bible says, be not deceived, God is not mocked?
That's right.
Whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
That's right.
Whatever you do is going to come around.
Damn.
Hallelujah. It's going to come back around.
That's right.
And how we treat somebody is the way we're going to be treated.
That's right.
And I know we don't want to be treated any old kind of way.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So we want to always, when we go anywhere, I don't care if it's talking to somebody on the phone.
That's right.
We want to be able to talk to them with respect.
That's right.
People are trying to make money.
Yeah.
We don't know how people are going through their day. We don't know what they have gone through.
That's right.
We talked about our sister. They talked about you being sick. Don't know. You can call somebody on my daughter works for PNC. She works for the bank. And you would be surprised of pastors and bishops that call in and how they talk to her.
Right.
Saints, how they talk to you on the phone.
That's right.
I don't know how your day is.
That's right.
I don't know what you've been going through.
Uh-huh.
And God can give me a word to be able to give to you.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So we have to be careful. So God knows.
You know.
Hallelujah. When we go on our errands and the things that we do each day, he knows all my imaginations. You know, the temptation say, just my imagination running away with me. Hallelujah.
Right.
He knows how our imaginations can run away with us.
That's right.
Nothing is more close and quick than thought. It is always unknown to others. It is often unobserved by our even ourselves. And yet, God understands my thoughts afar. Even before I think them, and long after I have thought them and have maybe forgotten them, he understands them from afar off.
Yes,
from the height of heaven, he sees into the depth of my heart. Woo, hallelujah. He knows me and all my designs and understandings. He compasses every path. He shifts my path so as thoroughly to distinguish between the good and the evil of what I do. Isn't God great?
Yes, he
is awesome. When I speak what I say, he knows the meaning of what I'm saying.
That's right now.
Because he knows the heart.
Yes.
He knows sometimes we say things that offend.
Uh-huh.
I was always taught it's not what you say, but how you say it. But God knows the meaning if you say it with an attitude.
That's right.
If you say it to hurt somebody.
Uh-huh.
If you say it to murder somebody's reputation.
Uh-huh.
He knows if you're lifting up that person.
Right.
Why? Because he knows our heart.
Yeah.
Proverbs 4:23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Mm-hmm.
So God takes notice of every step we take, every right step and every by step.
Yeah.
He is acquainted with all our ways, intimately acquainted with them.
Yeah.
He knows what rule we walk by. What end we walk toward, what company we walk with.
All right,
he knows me in my retirement. He knows my lying down when I am withdrawn from all the company, from the heck of the day. He knows, hallelujah, when I go to compose myself to rest.
Yes.
He knows what I have in my heart and with what thought I go to bed with.
Uh-huh.
He knows me in all I say. There is not a word in my tongue. Not a vain word or nor a good word, but he knows it altogether.
Yes.
He knows what it meant,
from
what thought it came from, and with what design it was uttered.
Yes,
there is not a word in my tongue's end, ready to be spoken, yet checked and kept in, but he knows it all.
Yes, he does.
When there is not a word in my tongue, he knows all of my thoughts.
Yes.
our words to God.
Yes.
So with what we're thinking, God knows.
Yes, yes,
he knows our thoughts.
Yes,
he knows why we serve him.
Yes.
Bishop, he knows why we serve him.
Yes,
he knows why we feed the poor.
Yes.
He knows why we visit the sick.
Yes.
He knows why we preach the word.
Yes.
He knows the motive and intent of our heart.
Yes,
that's why we got, you know, I tell God every morning, I say, Lord, search my heart.
Yes.
If there's anything, any wicked way in me, take it out.
Yes,
and I'm asking God every day to search me because, see, I know this heart.
Yes.
Amen. I know that we're human, and I know that we're in the flesh.
Yes, right, yes.
Amen. And in this flesh, want to, you know, want to be pleased.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. So there are some things even in me.
Yes.
See, I'm a for real person.
Yes, right.
There are some things in me I need God to check.
Yes,
I need him to come into my heart and, yes, and get it out and examine my heart and,
right,
and get it out of me and search,
yes,
out my heart.
Yes, yes.
Because there are some things in me I need God to rectify,
yes,
even in me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. How about you?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we are under his eye,
yes, we are,
and cannot possibly escape it, y'all. He has laid his hands upon us, and we cannot run away from him.
That's right.
Such knowledge, he said. You know, let me park there. See, people think that wherever they are, they can hide from God.
Uh-huh.
They think that whatever they're doing in the dark, they're hiding from God.
That's right.
And I'm talking to me, too.
Yeah.
Whatever we think we're doing in the dark, we think that God don't see it. But God sees everything that we're doing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We are up under his eye.
Yes.
Don't you realize God is God?
Yes,
and he is all powerful, omniscient God.
Yes.
An all-seeing, all-knowing God.
Yes.
He is an omnipresent God.
Yes.
He's a God that's everywhere.
Yes.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless the name. Such knowledge is too wonderful. I cannot attain it. I cannot achieve it. I can't accomplish it. Yeah. Isaiah 55:8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Uh-huh.
Neither are our ways his ways, said the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways,
yeah,
and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Yeah.
So where can I go from your spirit?
Yeah.
Or where can I flee from your presence?
Yeah.
If I sit up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there.
Right, right.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea,
yeah,
even there shall thy hand lead me,
yeah,
and thy right hand shall hold me.
Yeah.
All the awesomeness of God. No matter where we go, we can't hide from him.
Right.
Hallelujah. He's everywhere.
Yes, he
the saints used to say, you can't run, you can run, but you can't hide.
Right.
Many are trying to hide from him, but he's everywhere, y'all.
Right.
He is in that bedroom with you where you're not supposed to be.
Well,
he's in that crack house where you're not supposed to be.
That's right.
He's in that bar where you're not supposed to be.
Right.
When you think you're behind closed doors scheming and conniving against the people of God, he's there.
Yes.
He hears everything that we're saying.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes, we want to do our due in the dark.
Uh-huh.
But the word says the darkness and the light are both alike to him.
Yes, yes,
he
yes,
sees everything,
right,
the evil and the good.
Right.
So I will praise you.
Yes.
I'm almost done.
Oh, yes,
for I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes, yes.
Don't you know God respected you, my sister?
Yes.
Don't you know that he gave honor to you,
yes,
with uniqueness in your being framed and shaped and developed and fashioned? He did it all for you.
Yes,
I told the saints, nobody got my DNA but me.
Right.
Nobody got a fingerprint but me.
That's, right.
That's why when somebody die, they get burnt or whatever, they know how to, you know, get their teeth and all that. You know, the impression of their teeth, they,
right,
their fingers are still intact. They know how to get their fingerprint,
right,
their DNA. Nobody has what I have.
That's right.
When God made me, he made me unique.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. Mother, when he looked at me, he said, look at her. She looks good.
All right,
hallelujah. When he created me, he said, that is good.
Right.
Hallelujah. And when he looked at you, he said, that was good.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. So he respected us.
Yes.
When you didn't respect or honor yourself,
all right,
yet he stood back and said, this is good.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mother, you look good to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I tell the saints all the time. I got a lot of young people. I tell them, honey, you look yourself in the mirror, and you tell yourself you look good.
That's right.
You tell yourself, honey, I'm cute.
That's right.
You know, hallelujah. Men can tell themselves they're handsome.
That's right.
Hallelujah, because God created you with uniqueness.
Yeah.
You were fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful to know that God honored you when he created you?
Yeah.
He respected you when he created you?
Yeah.
That's why I don't no more. I used to compare myself to how other people look.
All right,
I ain't got to compare myself how other people look.
Right.
Hallelujah. I am what God made me who I am.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. So there's nobody like you.
Right.
Nobody has your form.
No.
Nobody has your DNA, your fingerprints. Even the hairs on your head is numbered.
Right.
He knows how many you have on it.
Right.
Woo! You're just set apart.
Yeah.
You're distinct.
Yeah.
No, you can't brag and be haughty because of your looks or your frame.
Uh-huh.
You think you're cute or you're handsome. Your hairs turn when you walk by. You can't brag and think you're all that. On the other hand, there are some who compare themselves, as I say, to others, hallelujah, and think that you're ugly just because you're comparing yourself to somebody that got long hair and they light-skinned and, you know, got a cute shape and all that kind of stuff, you know. But no, I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God proportionately created each one of us.
Yes, he did.
And in his eyes, we who we say we are was created by him, fearfully and wonderfully made.
All right,
yes, in reality, there is none like unto him.
Right.
We can't begin to fathom his greatness.
All right.
But today I want you to know that he knows what you are in need of. He knows what you are in need of. He knows what he knows. Because he is God.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Yeah. There's nobody to be compared to him.
No.
He's God all by himself. Hallelujah. We can't even compare the enemy with him.
That's right.
Hallelujah. The enemy ain't nothing but up under God's hand.
That's
right. Nobody can be compared to God.
That's right.
He is a healer and a deliverer.
Yes,
he knows if you need a way made.
Yes.
He knows if you need a door open.
Yes,
he already knew before we asked.
Yes.
Just know that he knows.
Yes.
Know that God knows all about us because he's God.
Yes,
hallelujah. People, it's time to come to the realization that God knows all things, and I'm done.
Yes.
Stop thinking you're getting over on somebody.
All right, now.
Yeah, you might be getting over on me. Might be getting over on the bishop. Might be getting over on the first lady, but not on God.
Yeah, right.
And when we understand this, I believe that there will be many Christians that will start examining themselves and really realizing that he meant what he said.
Yeah, yeah.
I will never leave you or forsake you.
Yeah, yeah.
God will never leave us.
Yeah.
He's always with us because he is God.
Yes, he is.
And he knows what he knows.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I can get over on y'all, but only God knows what he knows. So he said, search me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And know my heart.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Try me.
Yes,
test me.
Yes, Lord.
And know my thoughts.
Yes, Lord.
And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way of everlasting.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Amen. I want God to search me.
Yes.
Amen. Every day.
Every day.
I fall. Mm-hmm. I have my times when I fall.
Yes, yes.
I have my times when I make mistakes.
That's right.
But I want God to search me every day.
Every day.
You know, some things we naturally got from our parents. I was, you know, tell my people, you know, I took my father's character. You know, my father was kind of, you know, a little stern. He was a little mean, you know.
Right.
But when I came into Christ, I had to start fighting and learning how to be more like Jesus.
Yes.
I had to have his character.
Yes.
Amen. If I was ever going to win souls unto him, I had to learn how to be more like Jesus.
Yes.
See, I can't. We make so many excuses.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm just like my daddy. I'm just like my mama.
Uh-huh.
You know, I can't help it.
Uh-huh.
No, all you can help it.
That's right.
Because this is a learning thing.
Yes.
We have to learn to read our Bible.
Yes.
Just like when we go to school.
That's right.
And we learn and we have a test. We got to pass that test.
That's right. That's
Amen.
Right.
So we have to get into our Word.
Yes.
Learn the character of God.
Yes.
Learn what He's all about.
Uh-huh.
And learn and then follow His teaching.
Yes.
Follow His learning.
Yes.
Follow to be more like Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. We can't make excuses anymore.
Yes.
Amen. Because God knows what He knows.
He knows.
And He knows the intent of our heart.
Yes. Yes.
And He knows the motive.
Yes.
Amen. Of our heart.
Yes.
Amen. Come on, say,
He knows
what He knows.
What He knows.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
I thank You, God, for this time of sharing. Thank You, Lord God, that You know what You know.
Yes.
You know, even though, God, when I fail.
Yes.
You know, God, when I sin.
Yes.
You know when I made a mistake.
Yes.
You know all things. I can't hide from You, God. But I ask You, Father, that You would come in and take out anything and everything that's not like You. I ask You to search my heart, oh God, and every wicked way in me, take it out. If there's any perverse ways in me, take it out.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Lord God, touch my mind and my thoughts. Let the motives of my heart be right and pure before You in the name of Jesus. And we're praying this as a people. But it is an individual thing. It's a personal prayer. God, use us, oh God, for Your glory. But Lord, just like Isaiah said, woe is me, for I am undone. Hallelujah. And I need, God, some undoneness to come out of me. So I need You to search me. I need Your spirit to go even on the inside. Hallelujah, search out everything and examine me, God, and heal and deliver me from some things in the name of Jesus. And we will give You the glory, and we'll give You the honor, and we'll give You the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. He knows what He knows. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You.
Everything I have. Everything I have, I'm Yours, Lord. Everything I can be completely Yours.
Thank You.
Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. 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 Thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank You. First. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank You for that word. That word. Amen. We thank God for that word. Amen. That was a right on time word. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want the Lord to search me. Amen. Because you know what? People are dying here left and right. You know, because we don't know where death is.
Amen.
We may not have a chance of time to ask the Lord, say, Lord, you know, death is, Lord, forgive me. Sometimes when it comes, people are dying, boom, and they're gone.
Yes.
Just like that.
Yes.
They have no time. They're gone. Amen. So every day, we ask the Lord to search us. Amen. Thank God for this anointed woman of God. Amen. Did she not preach to us today? Amen. Thank God. We thank God for her. And you know what? We want to be able to do something that we all can participate in now. Amen.
Amen.
And we know that whatever you have, whatever you don't have, if you don't have any money, touch the offering basket. Amen. I'm going to ask my grandchildren, my grandson, to put some shoes on, and you're going to do the offering. Amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Yeah.
You got to teach them. Amen.
Amen.
Just, you know, that's how we got to be. Amen. You can be God-giving, no, no matter how you try.
Come on.
More you give, the more He gives to you.
No way.
Just don't give in. Be safe right there. This is really true. You can't be God-given, no. No matter how you try, the more you give, the more He'll give to you. Just keep on giving,
Love is really true. You can't be God-given. No, 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 no. No matter how